Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Hello and welcome once again to the Neighborhood Listen Season 6, rolling right along. This is the podcast that looks at Dignity Falls, our neighborhood. And when I say our, I mean me, Bert Mia Payday, and...
Me, Joan Pedestrian.
That was a very...
I was
adorable,
Joan. You know,
Joan.
I did a warm-up today. I just decided to get... I got up early.
You don't usually do that for these.
Well, I don't, because, you know, I got up
In
early.
In fact, you do a cool-down.
Always. Actually, cool-down is just as important as warming up.
That's
in voice,
right.
Let me tell you what. But two things. You said rolling right along and made me think of that delightful song, Moving Right Along, from the Muppet movie. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
God,
that
I
movie
love that
was
song. Moving Right Along. What a oh,
you know,
no,
I,
yes, no.
I have a problem with that movie. It sort of left
do?
A scar on me.
Oh no. Wow. Well,
see,
didn't mean to start off this way.
It was too many.
How was I to know?
No, of course not. It's not.
I usually don't associate Muppets with trauma.
No, it's a nor did I. It's a beloved movie, except for those space aliens on Sesame Street.
Yep. You don't like them? Loved them.
I didn't know how to feel about them as a child.
Wait, I really want to get
they
into this.
They were scary, but also very compelling.
Oh, wow.
They sort of looked...
Maybe they were scary because they were unexplainable?
They were That's heavy. They were
unexplainable. You know why I asked that? Because I'm trying to think of what that is like for me, to give solidarity.
Right.
The first thing that came to mind is that weird part in The Shining where she's looking down the hall and she looks at a door and there's a guy in like a bear or a dog costume and he looks up. That is the scariest part of the movie to me. Because what the fuck is going on? I'm sorry I swore, babe.
Which movie?
The Shining.
The Shining, right.
That to me, because it's unexplained.
But you know what? When I saw that, I remember thinking, sure.
aliens? Nope.
The other stuff that had happened previous to that, I was like, yeah, why not? Of course.
Okay, so they go back to the aliens.
So the aliens, because they were very... I think because they could only express themselves in a limited way.
Uh-huh.
They seemed very primitive and scary to me. And they were very...
Okay,
they were,
I get it,
and
I get it.
The way their mouths open.
Like, oh, yeah. I guess that is
like a shark
scary.
Mouth.
I was very scared by... this is it burned on my memory with The Last Starfighter.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it the moment where he turns around in the cab?
No,
oh.
It's the moment when the amorphous glob that's going to go down and turn into him because he's up in space and he's in bed,
right.
And she like looks in and says something, and then what turns around is just this like it looks like Pillsbury Play-Doh, like not Play-Doh, but you know it just looks like white dough
Does
with
Pillsbury
maybe two
make
eyes.
Play-Doh?
They should. That's Doug, our producer.
That's a fitting time for him to come
and
in.
And you know what?
That's a perfect entrance
for
Doug.
That's a fair question. But you could see, I think
Play-Doh you could actually eat, exactly, and that's what Doug likes.
Because the Pillsbury Doughboy, he looks like he could be made out of dough, could be made out of clay.
But this is like the Pillsbury Doughboy was just a soulless, satanic being.
Oof.
Well,
and who's to say he isn't?
It was one of the scariest things ever, that whatever that creature was. But no, I don't think that they make Play-Doh.
I think because they're at risk of people eating the wrong thing and baking the wrong thing. But okay, so the aliens, that's how I felt about them. But the only moment I remember from The Last Starfighter is when Robert Preston turns around from the driver's seat of the spacecraft,
uh-huh,
and you see his real alien face.
That's right. I vaguely remember
the fedora and the suit.
See, that's not even, but yes, I mean, I remember, but not as, that's not as scary to me. I don't know why. Maybe my brain stopped processing the rest of the movie after I saw it.
It wasn't that scary to me. I think I was old enough that I was not scared by
that. Oh, you just remembered it.
The Muppet movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's get back to this.
What got me in that was it was too many Muppet legs. I didn't like seeing them.
That was not what I expected.
It was unsettling to me. Kermit riding the bike.
Is that when they're all riding the bike?
No, I don't like that. You see Fozzie's legs? Oh, I didn't.
Because maybe we really weren't meant to see the bottoms of Muppets.
They were adorable because they were puppets. You knew they were puppets.
We knew they were puppets.
And then when you see them in full body.
Or we're trying to make them something they are.
No, I don't want them
not
to
natural.
Be. I don't want them to be alive.
Somehow we accept a hand up in their head making them alive, but we don't accept the fake legs.
Yes, because there's a human at work.
There's a human at work.
We know that this is for our entertainment.
Yes.
And then when you see them as fully fleshed out creatures, mm-hmm, they're their own creatures now. And now I feel guilty. Having enjoyed them as puppets.
Such an interesting take on it. Well, I didn't mean to
bring...
we said hi to Doug, but we didn't ask where he was today, babe. Where are you recording from?
I'm in the sports room.
Sports room!
Sort of a gimme, right?
And I mean, it seems like it's a very simple question, but what happens in the sports room?
It is simple, but it's necessary.
Thank you.
We celebrate...
Like blood.
Oh, wait till we get to the blood room.
Oh, boy.
I've been holding off on that one.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Maybe next episode. We'll
I don't,
see.
You know what? Speaking I don't even want shining. To ask any questions.
Speaking of the shining.
Don't open that door.
So tell them about the sports room, babe.
Yeah, I got all my retired jerseys. My retired...
you collect retired jerseys?
Yeah, but I also have my...
His own jerseys.
Which is like old
briefs. Mostly old softball jerseys. They get new ones.
How many?
Also old.
Oh, so they get new ones and then you consider the old ones retired.
Correct.
I see.
So he's got so many and they're framed.
My favorite briefs too, like when I'm done with them.
I'm not so thrilled with
sometimes them. I have a hard time partying with them and then Joan suggested
it
this.
It did sound like you said partying with them.
I was going to let that go.
I couldn't. Because I just wanted to clarify.
I'm partying with my
briefs
tonight.
Because maybe that is something that's happening.
Oh, briefs on the head, you got a party.
Briefs on the head, you got a party.
It's like his slumber parties that he has.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, you weren't partying with them, but when you part with them, that to me, that would mean you throw them in the garbage, not frame them behind
Absolutely.
Glass.
I think one of the few items of clothing that you cannot donate. They must go directly into the trash.
That's correct.
Now, Doug, are these briefs that you wear specifically to play sports?
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, I don't know if they should be in the sport room then. I mean, it's your room, your rules, but...
I also have your more traditional sport paraphernalia.
Cups.
Accessories, the Dignity Puckers, pucks, some...
Right.
Pucks and cups.
Pucks and cups. Oh, have you been to Pucks and Cups and Pans?
I was just about to ask you that.
They only sell pants. They're doing a switcheroo.
That whole street of stores is just wacky. Absolutely ridiculous.
What are they doing?
I think
it kind of makes me mad.
I know. I honestly think it's for tourists now because, you know, someone on Instagram got a hold of that street and it was like, come with me. LOL. Look at this street. It is so whimsical. You know, it was one of those things on TikTok with like the robot voice. I hate those.
I really hate them too. And
they
and you know what? They've tried to introduce some new voices.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's one that's
there's a grizzled man.
There's a grizzled man.
What does that one sound like? I haven't heard that one.
This guy thinks he's going to be surprised.
Oh, is it like a dude? Supposed to be like a dude, the dude voice or like a Tommy Lee Jones thing? Oh, Sam Elliott. Is it supposed to be Sam Elliott?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There's also one that a lot of moms use for like a little kid, like narrating the day. And it's like, oh, so my mom decided to make me food. And,
absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
But it really just sounds like a dude sounding like a smug, you know, sort of a-hole.
Do you know they have a Gollum one now?
They do?
Yes.
Who wants that?
I'm going to the car wash.
What are we doing?
What are we
doing? What are we even doing?
What are we doing?
People used to go to the car wash and nobody knew. Nobody knew except for the person at home that they left. And that was okay.
Do you know what?
It was okay that 140,000 people didn't know you went to the car wash.
I will say, ooh, a lot of followers. I will say that I do.
You're focusing on the wrong thing, Bernd.
I don't mind a video of the car wash. I find it very soothing.
Really?
I wish the car wash lasted longer.
Ugh, me too. Ooh,
right?
Yes.
I wish you had the option to go through again. Like a roller coaster if there's not that many people, you know, and they say, you want to go again?
Ultimate, you're shut off from the world. You're just stuck in that car for a minute. But a lot of people find it claustrophobic.
The dignity car wash might be one of the most thrilling things we have.
Oh, well,
town.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, there are peaks and valleys. Sometimes there's creatures that jump out.
Not even during Halloween. They just happen. There's a showgirl line. There's a kick line at one point.
Yeah.
You're in wetsuits.
It makes me nervous because even though I'm in neutral and I'm on the track, I do feel like I'm going to hit them, but they always get out of the way just in time.
Because they peel off, it's
wonderful.
It's like an Esther Williams thing.
Exactly.
One of them acts like their foot gets stuck.
And then they run away.
It's a little too fried green tomatoes.
A little too.
If you turn to like a certain frequency AM radio, there is a whole song that plays.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're dancing. They're dancing to the beat.
I enjoyed it even without music. Sometimes I'm listening to news radio and they're just dancing. And when it matches up with the cadence of the person speaking, it's wonderful.
Apparently, they have a really good insurance program. It's a good job.
Yeah.
It's like a government job. People love it.
It's been the same ladies for such a long time.
Yes. Which I appreciate. I appreciate they let them keep that job.
I do too.
They are all,
as opposed to the Rockettes, they are, the heights could not be more different.
Definitely.
They are all equal opportunity for
every kind of height. Yeah.
Yes.
Which I guess is maybe why one of them pretends to get stuck. I think she's the shorter one, right?
It
was her idea.
And she's miming, go on without me. And, you know.
I like the part where it actually picks up your car and twirls it around.
That's fun. But you make sure you're belted in because.
Yeah. They don't even tell you.
You have to be belted in. Yeah. Well, they used to not. Now they have to because they got in a lot of trouble.
I don't like when the Yeti comes out because, it's not because it's scary, but it's because that thing is like, it's not waterproofed. They did not anticipate.
Yeah. The hair is so matted at this point. Yeah, it's very sad looking.
Yeah.
And its jaw is kind of like just in a constant state of like a silent scream. And I think
like
it
Connie.
Used to talk kind of like Connie. It's not but it's just really, really, really open.
Yeah.
In a way that I don't care for.
I tried to.
And that's why we couldn't take Escrow anymore in the car because he would see that Yeti and lose his mind back when he could see.
I don't like how they gave it sort of a rhesus monkey butt.
I like your pronunciation of rhesus.
Rhesus.
It's very continental.
That's how he says rhesus.
Do you say rhesus?
Rhesus. I believe it's rhesus monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless,
you love
that
how he disagreed. He know what he doesn't want to get into it.
I could hear the shrug in his voice.
That, exactly. Yeah. I hear that all the time.
That's a shrug.
That's a husband.
That's
okay.
A dog shrug.
Is what that is. I want to say a lot of things, but you know what? Just gonna be a lot easier to go. Okay.
Did you say it was a hush shrug?
I said it was a Doug Shrug.
A Doug Shrug.
A Doug Shrug! Oh, that's a good one. He just
Doug
coined
shrugged.
Something.
I'm pretty agreeable about such things.
Oh, Doug, you're speaking in such a fancified way.
Am I in Wuthering Heights? What's going on? La, la, la. I kind of like it.
What did you just say, Doug? Say it again.
About being agreeable about such things?
About such things.
I'm calling a such as.
Such as?
I'm invoking a such as.
I mean, it was lying right there.
Yeah.
It was right there.
I had to make sure.
Yeah, you did.
I had to make sure.
You needed to make sure.
Yes.
Thank you for making sure. Well, such as the pronunciation of rhesus versus rhesus.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, we know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I mean, it's not.
I suppose that I was pretty. I'm sorry, babe. It probably sounds like we're ganging up on you. Just give us another one. Yeah, go ahead. We'll try not to judge it.
I mean, basically any disagreement. I'm not going to press too much.
Any disagreement.
That's how I like it.
Well, sure, for you, it's a win. Any disagreement.
I kind of roll.
If you challenge
along.
Doug, he will say, okay.
Okay. Doug shrug.
Give the old Doug shrug.
Maybe a little part of him dies each time he does it, but, you know, it's such a tiny, tiny amount. Doug, I sure
that,
hope not.
Is that a sort of happy wife, happy life sort of maxim?
It just comes naturally. Wow. I think that's...
It's not an effort.
It's a gift.
It is just, you have an idea. If someone challenges that idea, you don't care about your
original assume
idea.
You're correct.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Like
that is kind of happy wife, happy life.
Sure. But there's no...
I've been proven wrong. I think the thing is I've been proven wrong so many times in my life.
Sure.
At this point. Babe. I just,
haven't we
I
all?
I give it to you.
So anyway
that Yeti anus is very detailed and way too prominent.
Oh, why does he have to turn around?
I can't say the F word and you can say anus on our podcast? Like, come on. Anus,
is it? It's clinical. It's not as...
I know, but it's still graphic. Now I'm just picturing a monkey butt and I didn't want to do that this morning.
What really makes it terrible is that he looks over his shoulder as he's leaving. Yeah. And it's I don't know. That shouldn't be in there because sometimes people take their kids.
And at that point, I mean, in the song, it's like, oh, yeah. I think they thought they were being funny.
I didn't realize the song is for the whole duration of the car wash.
It syncs up with the whole entire ride.
I gotta go.
I have to
rent
fabulous.
A car and go through there again.
It goes through so many different genres.
Yeah.
And then there's like a Vincent Price moment.
No, like a Vincent Price rap breakdown?
Yes, like a thriller.
Is it Bat Mab?
I'm sorry, who?
Bat Mab.
Bat Mab, see?
It does Dinner Has a Price.
What? Oh, our guest.
Yes.
Our guest from season one,
yes,
I think.
Yes, season one.
Oh, gosh, we should check in on him.
We should. I hope
I wonder
okay.
if he's still doing that.
I think he is.
Okay.
I think he is. And it's sad because fewer and fewer people remember who Vincent Price is these days.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, what a voice.
What a voice.
Speaking of which, so yeah, I was warming up a little this morning because...
Sure.
Isn't that a segue?
Absolutely.
It's more of us bringing us back around to like the first sort of moment when we started speaking.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I had to get up early and I just needed to... I was kind of in a bad mood and singing puts me in a good mood. I had to go to the DMV this morning. And you know, the Dignity Falls DMV is pretty wacky.
If you think your DMV wherever you live is terrible, this one is like it's all the drudgery of a sort of government office.
Yes,
but they've tried to put whimsy into it.
Yes,
and no one wants that.
Absolutely,
it's
no one
not
wants
not helping.
It. No, so I mean, they have clowns. And they have several clowns.
Yes.
Like it's sort of, sometimes I think it's more of like all the clowns are there to get something renewed because there's so many.
That's what I assumed at first.
Like
the first time I went in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and like,
don't
you know.
They have licenses?
Oh, you mean do they have to have licenses? A license to clown?
I think they just have to be down for it.
Like that monkey in the car wash.
The monkey in the car. The rhesus monkey.
Oh, the Yeti.
The Yeti. Why do you think a Yeti looks like a monkey?
No, I just forgot. I think whether or not we were talking about the.
We're not talking about the baboon.
Wait, the Yeti's in the car wash. Where's the baboon?
The baboon is also in the car wash. He's very small.
Oh,
and
I get it confused.
You blink and you'll miss him. But he is famously, he's hiding his anus. He's embarrassed. He has like an embarrassed look on his face.
He has anus shame?
He has anus shame. He realizes he's nude. It's like he's achieved some level of consciousness. It's like Adam and Eve in the garden.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I got confused.
So you're doing your warm-up.
I'm doing my warm up and I got there and here's the thing.
Wait, were you doing your warm up at the DMV?
No. Okay. I just did my warm up in the shower getting ready because I was in a bad mood. And I thought I'm going to sing because I was supposed to be in a better mood. And it really, really did. But it still kind of wasn't able to come over the top of how frustrating that place is.
Yes.
I can say one thing. The one time I wanted it to go, the one time I didn't want it to go fast, my wait time, was today because I had to do an eye check, you know, like the, and I cover, I can't
vision
do,
test.
Yeah. Eye check's okay, right?
Eye check is fine.
Just you have eyes. I guess that's what it implies.
You abruptly broke off. I guess it implies that it means vision test. They don't check to see if you have eyes.
And I hate that they have to cover one eye because one of my eyes is just much weaker than the other. And I was really panicking. I was like, well, how do you know if you're going to pass or not? I mean, do you have to get every single letter? And then I thought, well, maybe I can memorize the lines. Well, there's no way because
Joan.
What?
But that's not helping anything. That would mean your vision is severely compromised. You can't do that.
You know what I'm really afraid of? I'm afraid he's going to tell me I have to get those reader's glasses, and that is a new chapter, and I'm afraid of it.
Right. I don't want to do that.
I always pass those by in the pharmacy, and I'm like, not me, not today.
Is it that I've seen you say that?
I don't say not today, Satan. I say not today, readers.
I've seen you say that, and I didn't know what you were doing because from my angle behind the counter, I can't see that you're looking at the readers. I think it's, I thought you were saying it to Pepto-Bismol. And what is it about the readers? Just because it seems like such an elderly thing.
It does. And I hate to be like that because I'm supposed to be age is not a number. Hear me roar.
Age is a number. I don't think those two are put together. Yes. I think age is nothing but a number.
Oh, age is just a number.
Yes.
And one is the loneliest.
That's true.
That's true.
Two can be as bad
two
as one.
Two can be as bad as one.
It's the loneliest company. Number since the, and Three's Company. Four on the floor.
Five alive. Better pick up those sticks.
7, 8, 9.
That's quick.
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. That's a good one.
One of my favorite jokes.
This is probably fun for everyone.
This is what a this game has no rules. It's just anything that you can think of with a number in it. But it does not, it's not like a genre of number. Is there an 11?
Oh, yeah. Make a wish.
What?
Oh, make well, that's only wish. If it's 11-11. Don't you ever do that? When it's 11-11, you make a wish?
I heard it was when it's 1, 2, 3, 4, you make a wish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's both. I would start making a wish on 11-11 if I were you.
Okay. I give that a duck.
You gave
shrug.
A duck shrug.
Yeah.
11, I always think of as the Quaker's dozen.
What does that mean?
The Quaker's dozen.
Well, they give you one less than a dozen. If you've misbehaved in the donut shop.
Is that the part of the Quaker culture?
Oh, the one that's run by Quakers.
Yeah.
Yes. That Quaker donut shop.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's true. They like, because you have to be completely silent in there.
Yes, you do.
They run their business like it's a meeting forever. Mm-hmm. And you are not, you're allowed to speak if it moves you, but
that's
they can
right.
tell.
Yeah. So a lot of people go in there and they try to just go, they wait and they go, I think today I'll have a glaze.
Yeah.
Right. And hopefully that will be enough. But you're right. They can tell. They're very good.
Oh, absolutely. This is their whole thing. They can tell.
Their whole thing.
Yes.
And they do the sleight of hand thing where they make a showing of that they're putting 12 items in your box.
Yes.
Why do they bother doing that?
They pull that 12th one out when you can't see it.
Quakers love close-up magic and it's a...
That seems really specific. I want to make sure we're right about that. That could be a rumor to start.
Every Quaker I've ever met, they adore close-up magic.
How many have you met? I guess they come into the pharmacy.
I mean, they come into the... Quakers love coming to the pharmacy, and they're always doing tricks for me.
Are they good at it?
They're all terrific.
Oh, wow.
They're all terrific.
Who knew?
And they all know each other, and they're constantly researching new illusions.
Oats and magic.
Oats and magic.
Oats and magic.
That's what they always say when they finish a trick. They have their own shrug and they say, oats and magic.
Well, anyways, fine. Age is just a number. It is a number, but it's just a number. And a number I need to not be afraid of. And I guess I have to not be afraid of the readers.
I mean, people can wear them at any age. You know what I mean?
I mean.
It's almost, I mean, a reader.
Would they really?
Readers are really just, it's a magnifying glass that you can wear in your face. That's all it is.
That sounds terrible.
Why?
Because I guess you just don't want to need, it's hard that you just need more things as you get older. You need more equipment to do the things that you never even thought about before.
It's
you just
true.
Pop up and get out of bed. And I guess I should just be grateful that there's all these tools that we have to use as opposed to just, wandering around not being able to do anything.
Here's a way to look at it.
Okay.
Is that you're becoming young again because your vision is getting worse. When babies are born, their vision is not great.
This is true.
Your teeth start to fall out. You become incontinent.
Okay, wait. I'm not feeling better. I am not feeling better, Bernd.
But I'm giving you a framing device.
Okay, shrink. But what?
You shrink. You get smaller. It's true. I wonder how tall I am now. I haven't checked in a while.
Oh,
and I wonder if I've lost any height. It's possible. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know when that starts to happen, and it might be different for different people.
I think it probably is.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm getting up there. I'm not getting any younger, and it could be that I
like you just told me that we're just getting worse, and our teeth are going to fall out.
Well, I didn't say we're getting worse.
Oh well, that's what I heard.
I know.
How is it at the Falls Massey lately?
It's great.
Oh,
it's
good.
Really great. We're dispensing pills in a normal way now.
Good. I have to say, you just seem so much happier since you've made the transfer.
Yeah, I really love it. I really love it. And one of the things I love about it is people love coming in there.
They do.
And you know, one of the things, I don't know if we've talked about this, of course, as opposed to CVS, we have the shortest receipts.
Oh,
and so people,
yes.
People say, can I get a receipt? And I say, it's in there. It's in the bag. And they have to hunt. It's...
Does it look like a fortune? Like a fortune cookie?
Yes, exactly. It's exactly. It's a little longer than a fortune. It's like the width of a regular receipt, but hold on.
You definitely need readers to
the
read it.
The length of a fortune.
The length of a fortune.
Uh-huh. Yes. And everything is crammed on there. Yeah, absolutely. It's all the same information that you get on a CVS receipt. But
that is one of the main draws. I realize that.
We hired one of those people that writes the Lord's Prayer on a grain of rice.
Oh, so they're handwritten?
They're handwritten.
How does that work?
The guy's just that good.
He's just fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The information.
Spare no expense, this place.
He has a screen that has the same information that I have.
Okay.
And then he's just furiously
writing.
Yeah, he's got a quill. Yeah.
And that's in the paper you're saving.
Truly.
So much paper.
Uh-huh.
So much paper.
Wow.
And we got an award.
You did?
Yes.
Which one?
The conservation award.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
The governor came and gave it to us.
Wow.
The conservation award has a lot of paper, I will say.
Yeah. I mean, that's the downside. That's the downside. It's your, you know, they say you can frame it, but it's essentially a booklet.
Yeah. And it's because the whole town signs it, right? The whole entire town has
the
to sign
entire they, town they, has
like
to
a
sign
yearbook,
it.
But for like the town.
Yes.
And they say, congratulations or good job, whatever.
Yes.
But
it you don't
is,
have to
it
leave
is
a
weird
message,
that they have
encouraged.
To sign. It's like the size of a phone book.
Yeah.
And just a huge ream of paper.
Yeah, not a pamphlet.
That everyone
it's
is
the size
like,
of a phone book.
Oh. I guess when you said pamphlet, I pictured something big. I don't know why, because you're right. A pamphlet is small.
A pamphlet is thin.
Phone
book is thick.
Did I say pamphlet?
You might have. That's kind of a nice name.
A pamphlet.
Pamphlet.
Yeah. Maybe that's
pamphlet.
What... Come here, boy.
I had a dream last night. Somebody left a baby at my home.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What did you do?
In the dream, I was, I had let a beard grow. And it was Snow White.
First of all, that's a weird way to phrase it. You'd let it grow.
A beard.
Yeah. A beard, yes. I'd let a beard grow on my face.
Okay. And it was white?
In the front of my head. And it was Snow White. And I realized, oh, I kind of look like Santa Claus probably to a small child. And mm-hmm. In the dream, I had a neighbor and I was visiting the neighbor. Or it was like somebody who just moved in. And so I walked over to say hello. I was living in this like suburban neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
And I saw this person. They had a little baby, a little blonde boy. And he was so cute. And I went over and I went, ho, ho, ha.
Oh, no. Do you struggle with the Santa voice in your dream, too?
I don't know what you mean. But,
oh,
but he,
okay. Okay.
But the baby was.
I'm going to do a Joan shrug.
The baby was delighted. And then I was holding the baby for a little bit and what's the term where you sort of bounce them out,
rock them, like, or
yeah, but you sort of bounce them in your arms,
sure.
You know what I mean? And then the dream fast forwards and I'm at home and I'm on my couch and I look over and the baby is asleep on the couch.
Oh wow!
And I thought, oh no, she left her baby here.
Yeah.
And then but it was 5 a.m. and I thought, well, I can't go knock on her door. I wake her up.
She probably isn't worrying about her baby.
Yeah, she is.
To be honest, a new mom, it's actually possible that she was asleep.
And I thought I have to wait until a reasonable hour to go over there and say you left your baby.
Wow. Was that it? You woke up?
And then I woke up, yes. Bert, I was trying to reassure the baby, and the baby, thankfully I woke up just before the baby realized I am not at home and I don't like this situation.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I mean, you know, I kind of love to interpret dreams a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like this means, what was that?
Santa Claus. Santa again?
Yeah, see, because I, wow, that's a very
good. Santa Claus.
But wait, did you have an interpretation of my dream?
I did. What I really think this means is, you know, you're talking about, it strikes a chord with me that you're saying that you were in a suburban area.
Yes.
And also that, you know, it's almost like these people were new neighbors. And it's like a vision of what I think to mean is that you finally, I think, might need to leave your medieval apartment. I think it's time, Bert. You've got a because guess what? You made a move at work. It's time to make a move at home.
Joan, I have to stop you right there. I left that apartment a long time ago.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Really?
You didn't tell me this. No, I've been sending Christmas cards there for years.
Oh, no. We have discussed
and some checks.
We have
You must be wondering, where's that money I owe you?
I do not live at the medieval
I owe Bert a lot of money.
We don't have to get into that on the podcast.
We don't, but also you must have been thinking I'm a monster and where's my
money? No,
I sent all those checks. Who's getting them now?
I have no idea.
Oh my Lord. Yeah, I don't know why I did checks. I could have just Venmo'd you.
It's true. I haven't lived there in years.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Where did you go and why did you leave? I mean, we know why you left. I mean, there was a gale of wind that came through and many, many other things about it.
Yes, absolutely. It was on a very busy street that I couldn't cross the street.
Yes.
I moved to another apartment building and I've been living there ever since. Normal apartment building.
Well, okay. I mean, how come you never told
us? About the Murphy bed?
I did. And
you did?
Yes, I did.
I don't remember. Was it during an episode?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
it was.
Dear.
We did talk about it. And that was, we brought up the medieval themed apartment building as a place I used to live.
Oh gosh.
But I haven't lived there. But look, Joan.
Well, I just feel the fool. Now I guess the dream means that you want a baby.
Well, I haven't.
That's the only other explanation for it.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm the baby type.
Oh, I think, listen, you couldn't see, listeners, but when he was miming, rocking that baby, he was doing a very good job.
Well, thank you very much.
Maybe you should do that thing. Did you ever have to do that thing in high school where you just had to take care of a bag of flour for a day?
In my height?
Oh, yeah.
Because that really, really
that
is almost
well
exactly
me.
The same as a baby.
In my high school, it was a python.
What?
Yes.
Alive?
Well, yeah.
Please say it was a baby python,
it wasn't
at least.
Dead. It was a baby python. Okay. And I don't think they realize how fast those things grow. And they should have talked to the biology department.
Wait, how fast did they grow? How long did you have to watch it over it?
Oh, for a week, but they can
that fast, huh?
Get pretty big in a week.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
They're in a rush to get to squeezing.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It was a bad idea. That was the first and only year they did it.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
Should we get to our guest?
Sure. You're asking.
Yeah, how
me?
Long have we been recording? Doug.
I feel like
how long you're the engineer. You're keeping track of how long we've been
he
recording.
He was busy.
Right?
He's busy. He's going through his I know, but also he's busy probably folding some briefs or framing a cup.
Framing a cup.
Actually, he has one cup that he puts on. It's like almost like it's the Queen's jewels. You know, it's literally under a square box on like a
like
little
a glass
stand
box,
like a
right.
glass box. Right, yeah, right. Like a. I guess I didn't need to say square box, but
with like lasers around
like, yes.
It. Yeah.
He's made it extremely secure. His dream was that we could play out a fantasy where he does all. He has like red lasers. They all go.
Right.
You know, he could turn on. And one of his sort of like things that he's always loved is, you know, he wants me to do that entrapment situation, you know, sure. Where I put on like the Catherine Zeta-Jones thing and I go through the whole, I promised him I'd do that for Valentine's Day this right. year. And he's looking to make good on that.
Do you think first of all, I forgot that movie was named Entrapment. Secondly, do you think anyone remembers any other detail of that film?
Nope. I certainly don't.
It's
I'm not
the
sure
movie
I've ever
about
seen it.
Catherine Zeta-Jones going under lasers.
That's all it is. Wouldn't it be funny if that wasn't even in the movie? It was just used in the trailer. Don't you hate that when there's something that's used exclusively in that trailer and you never see it in the movie?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Well, how long have we been going, Doug?
About 30 minutes.
Ooh. Oh, we better go.
It's a long intro. All right. Well, we will take a break. And when we return, we will have a guest right here on The Neighborhood Listen.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, this is Sangeetha. I had 8 dining table chairs DIY project /save landfills. If you are interested in a creative DIY project or have ideas to reupholster these chairs, it's free. The structure is stable and nothing is wrong other than the fabric peeling off. I hate to see this go into a landfill. Now, as you can see pictured, these chairs are devastated. I mean, they have been ravaged. We have a pet bear and I suspect him. I really do. My husband is not convinced, but I suspect him because if you look, I don't think that a human on earth could really wreak such havoc on a chair. And so guess what? We just can't have them anymore. And my kids are like, get rid of the bear, not the chair. And I just think they're crazy. So if you would like to take on an inconvenient project that will take way too much time and not be worth it, let me know. It's free.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Well, Joan, it is that time again. We have a guest right here with us at your kitchen island. Yep. Folks, here's what we do. We scour the NeighborHap, the application for social media for neighborhoods.
No, you looked at me like you were confused.
It started to sound wrong.
I love how several years into this, we still sometimes have an existential crisis about what it is we're doing here.
You're nice to say we, but it's me. And I know that all the ideas were there, but I don't know the order was exactly correct. Anyway, the NeighborHap, you know what it is.
Yeah, you're right. You're
it's
doing
a social
great.
Networking for neighborhoods, and we scour it for interesting posts and a way to meet our neighbors. And this week is no different. We have found someone. We have them here. And this was submitted to us by a listener, and we appreciate that. If you would like to, if you find a post that we maybe have missed and you think it's interesting, screenshot it and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. And this was submitted by a Yellow Beanie Project.
Okay.
And I can only hope that project has been a success.
Well, maybe I feel like it's an Etsy page. That's probably what it is.
Oh, perhaps it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like it.
Keep that branding going. Anyway, Yellow Beanie Project sent us this post. This comes to us from Rebecca in the In Search Of section. And Rebecca says, hello. That's the subject line. I know this may be a bit unorthodox, but I'm looking for grandparents for my kids. We moved here from Alaska and know barely anyone. Their safety is my top concern, so obviously we will look into anyone wanting to spend time with them. The family we do have aren't involved in their lives. Oh. I wish they had a grandpa who took them on fishing trips, a grandma who takes the girls on shopping trips. Grandparents who show up to their soccer and football games and cheer them on, or join me and our youngest to her gymnastics class. Maybe that's just too much to ask nowadays. I just hate that my kids are missing out. Ooh, that's plaintive. And we have her here. Please welcome to The Neighborhood Listen, Rebecca. Rebecca, hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello. How are you?
My goodness. Tell us about yourself.
Oh, well, you know, I'm originally from Alaska.
Right.
Yeah.
I had great-grandparents. Mm. They are no longer with me.
I'm sorry.
I mean, most people's great-grandparents have probably passed.
Well, I think that maybe you were saying great as in they were wonderful.
Oh, I see.
Is that, but I know what you mean. Did you mean great-grandparents or fantastic grandparents?
I meant that they were great.
Oh. Quality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quality.
They're great.
Good to clear that up, I think, at the beginning.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Good.
These were your parents or maybe your spouse's parents?
My parents.
Okay.
Yes.
What about your spouse's parents? Were they a good set of grandparents too?
So they moved away.
Oh, okay.
They were great. Hmm. But now they're just grandparents.
Okay.
And so they're no longer they're no longer with us. They're right. still oh, on. Okay. They're still with.
They're still on alive. This planet.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Okay. They're not with us anymore.
And
that's why they're not. You say they're not involved in your children's lives.
Yeah, which is why I'm so glad to have found grandparents.
You found some?
My
you
children.
Did find some. After posting this, you had success.
Wait, you guys are not. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
I was under here under the pretense.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
This is a terrible misunderstanding.
Adopt.
Dear. Oh.
No. First of all, we are not a couple.
Right.
We are just friends.
Yes.
That's not a problem.
My husband is in the other room recording. This is Doug. Say
greetings.
Hi, babe.
Greetings. Doug is being very formal today.
Yeah. He likes to say very formal things today.
I don't
today,
know why.
So.
I like the formality. I love the formality.
Yeah, but
it reminds me of my grandfather.
We have some room, babe. Nice. We have some room.
Can we get through some questions? Because this is, I mean, before you volunteer us.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we need to take a few steps back.
Yes, we invited you on the show to amplify your
right,
message.
That's right, and get the word out that hopefully someone listening could be the grandparents for your children.
Yes,
please. They need this. I need this.
I understand. Okay. Look, I understand.
Wait, now, but here's the first question. A lot of, and I am a mom. I do. I have three children. I have my daughter, Delipe, and the twins, Matt and Matt and Mateo.
This is a fabulous resume.
Well,
you
no, no,
are
no.
Hired.
No, no, again, I'm not giving you, Rebecca, I'm not giving no. you, oh boy, Rebecca, I'm not giving you my resume. What I'm trying to say is I understand what it is to be a parent. I understand what it is to have wants for our children, right? But a lot of times the wants we want for our children aren't necessarily what they need. It has a lot to do with what we need.
Yes.
So when it sounds in your sort of post, sounds like you would like just extra help. You know, I understand that you also want sort of that multi-generational, influence, but it sounds like, I mean, you even ask, is this too much to ask in your post? And I think it might be. Because I'll be honest with you, both my parents and Doug's parents were, I mean, they were okay, but for the most part, they don't necessarily, they want to be able to hold the baby and then give it back. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, first of all, my question for you is, have your kids mentioned wanting grandparents?
Ooh,
is there something
question,
lacking? And what are your kids' names and how many do you have?
So I have three children.
Okay.
Ptolemy.
Okay.
Rebecca.
Oh, okay. Oh, all
junior.
Right.
Little Rebecca.
Rebecca
sure.
Jr.
And Mark Dog.
What's his name? Sorry?
Mark Dog, I believe.
Mark Dog.
That obviously not the name that I gave him.
Oh.
He legally changed to his
name. Oh, he did.
How old is Mark Dog?
Yeah.
25.
Oh, 25.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the others?
The others are 17 and 11.
Okay.
Wow.
So these are older
yes.
kids. And yes. have they mentioned a lack of grandparents?
So I don't know if they haven't mentioned it because they just haven't had them or they just they don't know what they're missing.
Okay.
Right. No, they have not mentioned it.
Okay.
But I just know that that's something because we share the same DNA and that's something that I really cherished. Growing up, and I'm sure
sharing
that they
the same
would.
DNA.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I love.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, DNA, RNA, all
oh,
the,
all of
the,
them.
Yeah, all of them. RZA, all of them. We share all of it in common, and that's something that I don't want them to miss out on. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Although a case could be made that especially the 25-year-old has already missed out on it.
Yes.
And it's sort of.
I think that's true.
I mean, your grandparents, when you're 25, you could be close to them and.
Sure.
You know, but I think that that forms at such a young age. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, being 25, you're ever going to get that same attachment to a stranger.
They need. Role models. They
okay.
don't have.
Couldn't you be?
Partner
yes. Can you talk to us about your partner and let us know who they are?
Thomas.
Okay.
And we are embezzlers.
Oh.
We both embezzle. They know about this.
The kids.
Yes. And we need to have better role models for them to
I
look
see.
Up
then
to.
Than yourselves, you're saying.
Yes.
So you realize that being an embezzler is not a good thing.
No, it's not. No.
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
Right. Okay. Just a reminder, this is being recorded and we are going to put it out.
It is a podcast.
And we do not have the ability to edit, unfortunately. That is something that is beyond Doug's skill set. So we have to just put it out as is.
Okay. Well, the statute of limitations is up, I'm sure.
How long ago did you stop embezzling?
Yeah, I wasn't aware that it made it sound like it was current.
Yeah.
Oh, how long ago did I stop?
Yes.
This is recorded.
Yes, it is.
25 years ago.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Feel like there was some math going on in her head.
I do want to ask what they do for a living now, but I feel like there's not going to be an answer.
Yes. You just moved to Alaska? I mean, moved from Alaska? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes. I'm loving all this sunlight.
Okay.
And how long?
It was just a follow-up question. Was the move motive? I know you said you stopped a while ago, but why did you move? Was it perhaps motivated by your lifestyle?
It was motivated by a need to. I needed a place where my reputation wouldn't precede me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, after a while, when you're embezzling place to place, people don't trust you anymore.
Sure.
And you need, actually, I could use parents. I could use someone to adopt me and look after and be grandparents to my children.
Okay.
What do you do
that
now
feels like
for
an even
a living?
Taller
it
order.
Does, yeah, and also not something that Bernd and I or Doug and I are here to do or ready to volunteer for.
Okay.
Especially since we seem to be roughly the same age.
Yes. What do you two do now?
We work at Target.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. That's great.
Yes.
That sounds like a good place to start.
Yes.
There are also sort of different, help groups, for certain people who are trying to reform their lives. There's life coaches. Mm-hmm. That is someone that you can pay to truly help you turn your life around without employing people who are already parents of other children.
Yes.
Have you thought about that?
I have thought about it. I've gone into it. I have a cousin who's a life coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Those... he could use a life coach.
Oh, dear.
He's the one who got me into the embezzling.
Oh, no. Well, now, what business does he have being a life coach? Unless I guess he's really trying to just turn it around.
He's very persuasive.
Oh, dear.
And so listening to what he has to say, he's tried to push me into sports.
Mm. As a career?
Yes.
Okay.
He says I was always athletic.
May I ask how old you are, Rebecca?
I am, my oldest is 25. I am 20 years older than my oldest, so 45.
You're 45. Okay,
yes.
Well, we're about the same age.
Yes.
You wouldn't be 25 years older than your oldest.
I'm not. Wow. My life would have been totally different.
Five years have been difference. Embezzled from, from your relationship.
You know, I want to ask more about the embezzling, but I don't want to sort of make her.
I do too.
Do you think it's okay?
Let's just jump in.
Okay. You go. You take it, Bernd.
Yes,
so
please.
As far as the embezzling goes,
yes.
You say that both you and Thomas are both embezzlers. Now, are you embezzling as a team or are you embezzling from separate places? I have so many questions. I also want to know, embezzling seems like an occupation you have to put quite a bit of time into.
Mm, thank you for saying that.
Oh, okay. I think that was misinterpreted as a compliment.
In order to gain access to the funds you are embezzling, you have to sort of, establish yourself in this place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I just have, okay, so let's.
I feel like the only thing I know about is things I've seen in TV and movies.
Yes.
Well, that's all. Yeah, of course.
Big misconception.
Oh, okay.
So Thomas and I, we were.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we can't edit this. We're going to hear you say we are and then we were.
Yes, and you stopped this, but you stopped this a long time ago.
Yes, stopped it a long time.
Whatever the statute of limitations is, that's what you said.
25 years.
Or 20.
Yes. We embezzled separately. It was kind of like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith situation. We did not know that we were both embezzlers.
Right.
Doug loves that movie so much.
Really?
Oh, oh yes. It's his dream that like we're both secretly spies. I don't mean to interrupt you, Rebecca. It's just that sometimes, you know, these things come up that have to do with Doug. And I have to tell you, that's a real favorite of his.
I love hearing other couples' things. And wow.
What else can you say but wow?
Well, I'm glad I interrupted for that. Okay, so go on.
So, yes, we did not know that we were both embezzlers. And we worked for rivaling companies. So you could almost say we were embezzling from each other. I worked at The Gap and he worked at Banana Republic. Oh. And so...
Hey, to be fair, they're the same company.
Oh my
They're
goodness.
Owned by the same company.
That is true. Yeah. I forgot about that bird. That is true.
Yes.
Do you have any exes that worked at Old Navy by any chance?
No, never. Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Gross. Please. But yes, so we, thank you. We were embezzling, apparently double embezzling.
That sounds opposed- like an old Henry. Well, yeah.
So we realized it. We discovered each other because, you know, it takes one to know one.
Mm. Oh.
And we were both wearing a lot of, myself, Gap.
Sure.
Clothing.
Absolutely.
And himself, Banana Republic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these companies famously don't actually give their employees clothes or even that much of a discount.
Oh,
so
really?
Yes. So we
what
knew
is the discount.
It is 5%, which is half of the taxes.
That's nothing. Absolutely
nothing at all. Yeah. so we deduced that we were both embezzlers. This was on our.
Oh, go on.
This is on our fifth anniversary date.
Oh, so was it like Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Was it like the movies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want to hear about it.
Okay. So.
Me too.
Oh, now Doug's in.
I'm sure it was a lot like what you're envisioning.
like you made peas all of a sudden one night instead of a different kind of vegetable and he noticed and then also noticed maybe you were wearing a new Banana Republic sweater or something like that or maybe something from The Gap. I don't know. I'm just filling it in. I like the movie too.
No, that would have been great. Oh. That was
did
awesome.
Peas figure into Mr. and Mrs.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, she makes the peas and she gets really mad. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay, I'll stick that away in my back pocket.
Okay, you tell me what happened. I got excited. I ran away with it.
Less about that film than Entrapment.
Well, now I'm embarrassed to tell you.
That
was really good.
Oh, no. So it was your fifth anniversary.
Yes. That is wood.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I believe so. I think it is the wood anniversary.
I think you're right.
Of course I am.
So is that a paper? No, I think wood, yeah.
Yes.
Paper's number one.
Same diff. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Paper's number one.
And
the loneliest number.
We were doing a lot of number play before you got here. Rebecca, please ignore
that
us.
Sounds,
I know it does.
Number play sounds unsavory.
The second I heard it, I wanted to edit it, but I can't. Doug can't edit it, so that's going to happen. That's going to go out into the world.
Just got to talk your way out of it.
That is a euphemism for embezzlement.
Played
with the numbers.
It's fun to know the terms.
It's fun.
Yeah, get inside. Insider baseball. Okay, what happened was I went to the restaurant before my husband and I told the waiter, okay, I want to get champagne, but stick this note in the champagne.
Oh, that's a hard task.
Stick this note in the champagne and then put the cork back in.
Recork it.
Wow.
Because everybody, now, obviously, you can't give somebody uncorked champagne. That would be insane.
You can't. No. Absolutely.
It's insane.
So, and then when we got to the bottom of the champagne bottle, I said, oh, there's a note in there.
Oh, so it sunk to the bottom. Interesting. Gosh, I wouldn't have guessed that it would do that. You know, you can't guarantee it.
So it was in there for the length of a bottle of champagne to be drunk. And no one noticed
Bert's really trying to figure this out.
It was a black bottle.
Okay. Yes.
Very chic.
Like
very
a Dom
chic.
Perignon.
Oh, that would have been a good idea too.
Oh, no, I feel bad. I keep coming up with things that she thinks is better than what happened.
How did I not do that?
Don't beat yourself up. It's
what kind
fine.
Of champagne was it?
Oh, it was Rob.
Rob Schneider?
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
he does have that winery.
Rob Schneider has a vineyard here. He makes champagnes.
So we got our finest Rob Schneider.
Brute.
Yes. And
cold duck.
So we got
what, babe?
He said cold duck.
Isn't that a type? Sorry.
A type of champagne?
Yeah.
Cold duck?
Or is it a spark? Just a
never heard
wine,
of that
maybe.
Before.
You've never heard of cold duck?
I haven't. This
I've
sounds crazy to me.
I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is.
Oh my gosh. Rebecca, do you know?
No, I have no idea. Cold duck.
Well, I'm sure Rob Schneider knows. Okay, so please go on. So you get to the bottom of the bottle.
Yes, we're at the bottom of the bottle.
Okay.
And we are a little bit drunk.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow, just a little.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We like to have fun.
Okay.
And so I'm
not judging.
I'm shaking the bottle and we hear the rattling of the
nose.
And I say, oh, there's something in there. And then he says, oh, yeah. And then we ask the waiter, oh, can we take this bottle out? And so we take the bottle out, smash it against the sidewalk.
Oh, my.
Right in
sidewalk?
The restaurant.
Oh, you were eating outside?
Right outside. Right outside. And he picks up the paper and it says, are you an embezzler? Yes or no? And you got to check.
Right.
And, you know, he never actually checked one of the boxes or not. That really bothered me.
Well, sure. That was the whole point of the whole thing.
It was the whole point. He just turned to me and he was like, yes. And
I
was
like, oh, I see.
No, you have to do the thing. Like, shh. You know what I mean?
Well.
Oh, you were trying to keep it secret so no one around heard him say, I'm an embezzler. But he said that on the sidewalk.
For some reason, the whole sentence.
Oh, dear.
I am an embezzler. Did not have to do that.
No.
But that's how we found. That is how we met.
Wait, but then did you then admit that you were, or had he suspected that you were too? That you were one too? Because, right,
no.
The question was for him, right?
Yes, but he's very dumb.
Oh, well,
he did not. Yes, he did not suspect me at all.
Well, that probably explains why he didn't check one box.
Yes, I think so.
Just a quick update.
Oh,
Cold Duck is the name of a sparkling wine made in the United States.
Wow. Oh, never heard
other
of
people
it.
Also ask, does Cold Duck wine still exist?
And is there an answer? Check yes or no.
Let's see. The answer is pop open a chilled bottle of André Cold Duck wine at your bachelorette party, bridal shower, or girls' night, and let the fun begin.
Oh, we just did a free ad for them.
That's what it was.
André has been living the dream since 1966, crafting sparkling wine at an affordable price.
Oh, good for him.
Dre Payne.
So Cold Duck is not a brand.
It's a type.
Interesting.
Yes.
So then, Rebecca, did you at that moment then tell him that you were also an embezzler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Then what was his reaction? He must have been shocked.
Yes, he was very shocked.
Okay.
And he thought that we should have earned more money.
Yeah.
He was almost immediately disappointed.
Oh.
We, at that time, we had a child.
You seem very unsure of when your children were born, when you stopped embezzling.
No.
Again, it's interesting we were talking about numbers before, but numbers seem to be a hang up for you.
It's almost like you're covering something, like you're very upfront about the embezzling, but then you seem very sketchy about your children.
They need grandparents.
I understand.
I'm starting to agree that they do need some sort of outside.
Absolutely.
At least some people who remember when they were born, you know.
Honestly, I could also ask, I know you already said you wouldn't be grandparents.
Oh, wait.
That's right.
Would you be parents?
No.
No.
Well, she,
that's a
no
for me.
Jonah's already a parent to three children.
I'm already a parent to three, and boy, my hands are full. Okay. But
you know what they say? If you need something done, ask a busy person.
Is that what they say?
Who says that?
That's what I say.
Oh, asked and answered.
Well, they also say it takes a village. And, you know, it sounds like maybe you don't have that sort of support system. Do you? Now, you just moved down here.
Yes.
What made you choose Dignity Falls?
The name.
Okay.
I wanted a place with dignity. And dignified people.
Okay.
And, you know, I really like, I can't stress it enough, the sunlight. It really helps a lot.
Alaska, it sure, is. Yeah.
Yes, a lot. And I haven't thought about embezzling once since I've been down there.
Wow.
I do think there's something about the sun going away that makes you want to steal. It's dark.
Interesting, yeah.
That kind of makes sense. I mean, I have really a hard time if it's dark in the winter.
Yeah, you know, when it's that much dark, you could just go out of your mind.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes,
you could.
So then, now wait a minute. So then if you're starting to feel better and if the light is better and you've got your jobs at Target, haven't you seen some sort of improvement with you and your kids? I mean, what are they doing? How are they finding the town? Are they making friends?
Oh, they're making so many friends. Mm-hmm. Ptolemy is very into science and
he's your oldest.
Yes, you're.
Yes, yes. Ptolemy is 25, that's very right. into science and globes.
What does Ptolemy do for a living?
Ptolemy is a topographer.
Wow.
Yes, which of course is.
She's looking at me as if I'm going to give her the answer.
You know, it has to do with maps and
cartography.
No, topography.
Oh, you mean like the mountains and ranges?
Yes,
like
a topographical map will show you.
Yes, got
sort
it.
Of almost like a 3D.
So, what were you looking for?
Well, for Ptolemy, he could use a tutor.
Oh, you're looking at me because you think I could be his tutor?
Well, is that...
She's just looking right into my eyes. Sorry, and to be honest, it's pretty powerful.
What does Ptolemy need a tutor for?
Right, he already had his job. Sounds like he's doing pretty well for himself.
But he wants to expand into cartography, into oceanography, into...
Wow.
I think you might need a little extra education for some of those.
Yeah. Rather than a tutor.
More than a tutor. I think he has an actual degree from an institution rather than one person.
Exactly. I wonder if his work could set him up with someone.
I feel like they could.
Okay.
Well, he just got here. I think it's impressive. He just got here and he already has a
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely.
You know, I was really hoping that just a tutor could suffice. Okay, this is going to be expensive.
Okay.
I got to make some money.
Again, it really sounds like he's doing okay for himself.
Rebecca, can I ask you this? How much time do you spend with the kids?
What a good question.
Thank you, John. Because the things that you're asking for, it raises a question for me. Of what quality time you spend with the kids.
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't do grandparent things. Like
sure, but
the fishing.
Well, you could.
I do think you're also getting that idea for, you know, not every grandparent takes their kids fishing.
No,
I do
it's
think
not a requirement.
I think we see, you know, commercials or a movie, you know, and that sort of is the thing that you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Some grandparents, like I said, and also a lot of people don't even have them because grandparents pass away by the time that they're old enough to remember. So I don't think you need to worry so much, but. First of all, you don't have to take them fishing. You could just play a board game with them at night. You could just be around. You could just talk to them. You could just take a hike.
Let me ask you this. What you were fond of your grandparents. Yes. What did they do with you?
Yeah.
They did all of those things. And my thing is, I don't want to take away a grandparent's job. They took me fishing. They took me shopping. They cooked for me.
Yeah, it's fishing and shopping seem to be the real
fishing and
hang-ups
shopping. And attending gymnastics.
They attended my gymnastics. They went to my brother's ball games. They talked to me.
Let me ask you this:
not something did you do with your kids,
or was this something that your parents didn't do for you?
Ah,
oh, now we're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm.
What a breakthrough.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe you weren't parented. And so you saw other people, older people, do what your parents were supposed to do and expect an extra set of people to do that. Now you have to realize that you are the people that your children need, that you didn't have. It's kind of a wonderful opportunity for you to heal that inner child, but also be there for your own kids.
Wow. You guys are great parents.
Well, Burt's child is by choice.
Yes. Oh, no?
I did have a dream that I was taking care of a baby recently.
He did?
Oh, that could mean something.
That's what I said.
I think it's a premonition.
That's what I said.
I don't know about that.
I have three. So, Ptolemy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mark Dog?
Uh-huh.
We're both 25.
I was going to say, I thought Mark Dog was the oldest one.
No, Mark Dog is the youngest.
11.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's 11 years old.
And Rebecca Jr. is 17, I guess?
Yes, Rebecca Jr. is 17.
How's she doing? What's her story?
Oh,
she's going to be heading off to college soon.
Yes. No time for fishing.
No time for fishing.
She will have to shop, though.
She will have to shop. Mm-hmm. But again, you can take her shopping. You know, that's something that mothers and daughters love to do together. Me and my daughter love to go shopping together. Yeah, I don't wait for my mom to take her shopping.
I mean, obviously, there's two stores you don't want to show your face in.
This is true.
Yes, those are out of the question.
Yeah. Maybe a Forever 21.
Oh, is that still around?
Yes,
we do.
Is.
We have a Forever 21.
Oh, I knew I
could. We also have a Forever 46. We're the only city in the country.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It's very quiet.
You have to be those exact ages to go
into
the store.
Yeah. There's candles. No one asks you for anything. You just go in there and sit down.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So Rebecca's going to do what? Is she going to go off to college?
Yes. With any luck, she will be going to college. She's going... right now, she's 17.
Right.
She's very advanced.
Oh.
And she's been pursuing Purdue of Arizona Online. And
Purdue
she's
of
been
Arizona
taking.
Arizona Online.
Yes. But that's only for the gen ed, just for the general, sure. Just to okay. get them out of the way mm-hmm. While she is finishing up high school.
Okay.
And she has aspirations of being a, I want to say plumber.
Oh, okay.
You can make a lot of money doing this.
You sure can.
When you say, I want to say plumber,
yes.
Is it because it's something related to plumbing that you can't quite figure, you can't remember what it is? Or
you
is
wish
it that
you could
you
say
actually,
plumber, but she has nothing to do with plumbing.
Yeah, it's something that maybe you... dimly remember her saying.
Well, I don't talk to her so much.
Right.
Oh. Now that I know that I can.
Right.
Oh, was that the issue? You just weren't even sure.
I wasn't.
You just were so unparented, you didn't know.
I thought that it was a grandparent's job.
Oh, wow. Right. We really established that. Yeah.
But, yes, I'm pretty sure just she has the look of in her eye of... Plumbing. Yes.
Just look at
I'm not sure that I would recognize that look. Of plumbing.
Plumber's glint.
You know, plumber's glint? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
There you have it.
I've never heard of this. I guess you know it when you see it.
Do you?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I learned something every time we do this podcast.
Yes.
And Mark Dog, what is he? What is he leaning towards? Do you think?
Oh, Mark Dog.
Is there anything that he says he wants to be when he grows up?
He's very creative.
Mm. Okay.
And so he's looking at wrestling.
Mm.
Okay. That is a creative pursuit.
He's come up with several characters.
Oh, now
oh, professional
that is okay. That's fun.
Yes.
That is creative.
Okay,
I was thinking it was just like your traditional Greco-Roman. I guess you could be creative thinking of ways to get out of holes.
Sure. Okay. Oh, great. Can you tell us some of his characters he's come up with?
So, one of them is Ptolemy the Alchemist.
He decided to name himself after his brother.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Wow. But this wrestler character is an alchemist.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And he comes into the ring with a white lab coat.
Sure. Oh.
And different
Beakers?
Yes, beakers. Yes. And he comes
into the ring with beakers.
Ooh, that could turn into a weapon real quick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Instead of a steel chair, he uses beakers. And these and his big the crowd goes crazy whenever he, because in his coat he has different pockets, hidden pockets for more beakers.
Yeah.
And when he pulls out those extra beakers, oh my goodness, people go crazy.
So like, he's already got gigs. He's already been performing.
Oh, yeah.
So 11 years old, he's doing magic.
He's already on the circuit.
Now I imagine with a lab coat full of beakers, he has to walk very carefully into the ring.
Yes. Yes. He's a very little boy.
Right. Right.
With a big lab coat full of beakers.
Right.
But man.
Do these beakers have liquid in them and dry ice and stuff like that?
I wondered the same thing too.
No.
just empty beakers.
Just empty beakers.
It'd probably just be too messy.
Okay, and that's one of his characters.
That's one of them.
You know what? I think he is creative.
He really is
wildly creative.
It's incredible.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to tell you. The other character is...
football captain, too.
The Tennessee... the Tennessee Tiger.
Ooh. Oh, that's fun. I like that.
Yeah. And he's a tiger from Tennessee.
Makes sense.
And so he walks into the ring. He's got his face.
Sure.
Tiger paint.
Painted.
Yep, yep.
And he comes in with a pipe. What is it called? A corn cob pipe.
A corn cob pipe.
Sure. Yes. Okay.
And instead of steel chairs, he's got a rocking chair. And, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
So he's a tiger. Tennessee part is represented by the corn cob pipe and the rocking chair.
An old man on a porch.
Yes.
But he's a tiger.
Yes. So he comes out. He doesn't even have an entrance. He's just already there, in his rocking chair.
No entrance.
He's sitting in the ring on a rocking chair, just gently rocking, puffing on his corn cob pipe. And he's 11 years old.
Yes. I'd say that's innovative. I really think that's innovative.
Absolutely.
He's really changing the game.
Yes. He waits until somebody does something to make him ornery.
Oh, okay. Like he's just minding his own business at first. Yeah. Okay, just rocking back and forth.
And then an opponent enters the ring and taunts him.
And then he's like, "Arr, I'm ornery." And then he goes,
also a little bit of a pirate.
I mean, yeah, it's like a, yeah.
Yes, that's what, yes.
That's imaginative.
Well, I got to see this kid. This is incredible.
I can't believe we haven't heard about this.
Me neither.
Yeah, you should have heard about it. It's wild. It is wild. Very proud of him.
Well, this is the thing, Rebecca. I have to say, remarkably, parented or not, I think that these kids have done pretty good for themselves.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Imagine what they could do with just a little bit of interaction from their mother.
Oh, that's right. And now that I know that now.
And that's you, just so that we're being very clear. You are their mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You thought I was going to be their mother. I thought you were referring to yourself.
No, no, no.
Oh boy, I feel like it's hard to sort of drive this home that we are not volunteering.
Yeah, okay. And your husband, I imagine, similarly disinterested.
Yeah. We really haven't heard a lot about him. We just know that he's really not that smart.
He's apparently not picking up the slack in any way.
No.
he's loving Target.
Okay.
We both work at Target.
Yeah, we know. Yes, we know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to say about him? I mean, are things okay between him and you?
Oh, as good as they've always been.
I don't really know what that means,
that seems
actually.
It seems evasive.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because we haven't really discussed how things are with you. So to say they're the same, I don't know what the standard is.
I mean, as well as we were doing when we were... knowing
like
that we
kind of
that's
answer.
The same answer.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
You know, I do. I can tell that, like, even really Rebecca is a woman of my age. There's still this uncertainty of, like, oh, is this how the world works? And yes, is this how things are?
Exactly.
And that's what happens when you don't have someone telling you these things, you know, when you're a child. And, and you know, I will say, you know, it feels like the person I want to mother is you, Rebecca. Really?
Yes.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Yes,
no. Exactly. I'm not. Thank you so much.
Saying, Joan. I really appreciate that. I really, really do. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's mission accomplished.
No,
that was not binding. I don't think that. I think that Joan had more to say
is that I think your kids are doing great. I think you need just more friends, just an outlet, join a charity group, join a volunteer group. What you need is peers. What you need are peers.
Yeah, you need friends. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could think about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we all have something to think about. We all have offers to.
I'm going
to
think about Mark. No, what's his name?
Mark Dog.
Mark Dog. Yeah, I'm going to think about Mark Dog.
The 11-year-old professional
wrestler? Yes. I mean, I can't stop thinking about him.
Absolutely. I want to see this Tennessee Tiger.
I know you do.
I got to see the Tennessee Tiger.
I mean, Doug's already such a wrestling fan. This is just, we're just going to have to go see him. Does he have any show? Would you like to any plug any of his shows?
Yes, he has. He has a match coming up at the LA Convention Center.
Oh,
wow. Okay. He's traveling. Wow, he's doing very well.
At 11.
At the LA Convention Center. And I mean, Rebecca, this is probably a silly question, but I feel I need to ask it. Is he wrestling other 11-year-olds? Or?
Yes, we didn't ask that question. Yeah, is this sort of like a junior group that I didn't even know?
I had no idea this existed.
He's more of what you'd call him a prodigy. He's like...
Mm. Oh, okay.
He's like a Picasso or a Philip Roth of
or wrestling.
So
he's wrestling.
So he's wrestling adults.
In short, he's wrestling.
All right.
Adult wrestlers. Okay. Yes.
Wow. Your answer. That is wild. Really wild. I'm surprised it's allowed. To be honest,
It
seems like there's some law somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something.
I was thinking about putting a ring in the sports room. Maybe we could have some matches over here.
I don't think that we're fancy enough for Mark Dog, honestly. I don't think we could afford it.
I don't know if Mark Dog, who is going to the LA Convention Center, I don't know if he's going to want to do a match in someone's home.
Yeah, doing shows in someone's home. Ugh, that's kind of creepy.
Oh. Well, Rebecca, we're running short on time, and I feel like we have gotten to a better understanding here. I think it is that your kids seem to be thriving.
Truly.
And I think really it's you and, I guess, Tomas or
Thomas. Thomas, I think that's giving him too much edge,
you know,
too much dimension.
My mind went to that little creepy child in El Orfanato.
I do not know this movie.
Oh, boy. It's there's a little boy named Tomas who wears a burlap sack on his head with a face drawn on.
That's terrifying. Oh, although it sounds like it could be a Mark Dog character.
Absolutely.
you get that one for free. Just tell him about it.
Thank you. I will.
you're doing good, Rebecca. You're okay. All right. It's not your fault that your parents were just not involved. Okay? Okay. That's important. It's not your fault.
I need
okay?
to do that.
So
somehow, despite your disinterest, your children are doing quite well. So I think you just need to focus on you and Thomas at this point and, you know, expand your horizons a little bit, get to know some other people. Maybe, you know, if you volunteer at a senior center, that could scratch the itch of wanting a parent because, you know, those people love to talk.
Oh yes, they do.
And you know what?
I'm going to leave you this, Rebecca. You actually can go fishing. You can take yourself fishing.
Absolutely.
You can take yourself fishing.
I'm not a very good singer.
He only sings one note, but he was trying to do that, you know, the Miley Cyrus. I mean, it's not, I can't really do Miley. She has a gravelly voice. You know, you can do that. You say you don't know how. Well, guess what? You know, you can go out, give it a try, take a lesson.
Absolutely.
So we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And also can't wait to see what Mark Dog does next.
Absolutely. I'm going to be following this kid's career very closely.
Same.
Yes.
All the best to you. And thanks for being here.
Yes. Best of luck.
I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
More when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
This is Steve. free sprinkler sensors. Sprinklers which are triggered by movement, used to scare off animals from your lawn property, use 12-volt batteries. They kind of look like weird birds, like a weird crow kind of guy. And I'll be honest, they give me the creeps. I don't like the one eye always staring at me. And I'll be honest, I put them in the ground, and I didn't like the eye facing me, so I turned it, you know, counterclockwise, not all the way, what do you call it, a 180, not a 180, 90 degrees, turned it 90 degrees so the eye wouldn't be looking at me. And I woke up the next day, and the eye was looking at me again, and I don't know if they're haunted, or if the animals are... They're upset with me, and they're turning it around because they know it'll scare me. These animals know me pretty well. Okay, so, goodbye.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Wow.
Man.
Rebecca.
I know. So kind of just sad, really.
It's very sad, but then again, they're still embezzlers, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, they're embezzling from Target.
She was way too evasive about every number.
Absolutely. Every number. But yeah, I didn't...
Yeah, sometimes these are the sounds we make after an interview because there's just nothing
yeah,
else to say.
I mean, yeah. that was, there was something that's very sad, but those kids do seem to be doing remarkably well.
They really do. Although, babe, I did want to say that we can't put a wrestling ring in. I just don't want that. Because if people come over and they get hurt, I just don't want that.
Oh, but they can wear bubble wrap.
Okay. See, that was a Joan. That was a Joan shrug.
The Joan groan.
It's the Joan groan.
Joan groan. Doug shrug. Joan groan.
Joan groan.
You know what is true? I do mostly just go. Ugh.
I wish I don't. I don't think I have one for my name. What rhymes with burnt?
That would be a burnt turnt. That's all I got.
Burnt is turnt.
I mean, that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one.
We could just make up a word like a burnt shirt. It's like
that's
a
not as fun. It's not as fun. I wish there was an existing word. We'll think.
You were one of the kids that had that hard thing where when you went places with your family, there were no keychains or license plates
absolutely
with your name on it.
Absolutely not.
That's such a shame. I'm sorry about that. Most of my kids have that too.
The only place was the Rob Schneider Winery.
You're kidding.
Yes.
It had a burnt. Come on.
Yeah.
Why in the world?
Tons. And all the other names would be gone.
Why do they even have those little license plates there?
I don't know. It's just, they had the
he's
weirdest.
He's just trying to get any kind of money. He also sells like, you know, like the tube of like the jungle animals, you know, that you normally get for kids.
Oh,
you're not a parent, you know, like there's always
it's just got
a bunch
of little
tube for some
absolutely.
Reason at a winery he's selling that. He's just trying to make
you know
money.
What I thought of for one second.
Okay, what?
Tube of jungle animals. It made me think of that cylinder you turn over and it makes the cow noise.
Oh. That's very funny.
Yeah.
But he does also sell that. And he also sells a pen that you turn upside down. And it's a naked lady. You That's know, right. all that stuff.
He's trying to make it a sort of family place, yes, but also kind of
winery.
Dirty.
It's also kind of just like a liquor store at this point.
Yes. And he's selling a lot of wines that are not his.
And every kind of hard liquor imaginable.
Yeah. Every kind. Got absinthe in there. All right. Well, we do have to wrap it up. We have time for one more post, and this is a listener submitted post. This comes to us from Andrew Thompson. Thank you, Andrew, for sending this in. And a person named Odette in the In Search of category writes, if there was a handyman out there who would not rip off customers, who would be dependable and do a great job, he would have a multitude of grateful clients willing to bake him cookies, I'm assuming that's a typo, and kiss his feet repeatedly.
Oh.
Now, show great would that be?
Now, I love that as a phrase. Show great,
show
would,
great
that
would that be? So Odette, I guess, has had some bad experiences with the handyman. I, of course, cannot speak to this because I'm still blackballed by the handyman.
Yes, you are. That's
yes.
right.
They still will not. They will not. I've tried using a different name, just my first initial.
Different voices. Like, no, you call up in different voices.
Yes. Oh, I need some handyman help.
They see right through it.
And they say, oh, who's this, Santa Claus? Yes.
Now here, do you remember the one we had a little while back that was someone asking for a Christian chiropractor?
Yes.
And in the end, I kind of decided maybe it was actually sort of a seeking, you know, type ad.
Yes, yes,
this
yes.
This has the same ring to it of someone who's really sounds like she wants a man who can, you know, women a lot of times love a man who can fix stuff around the house.
Absolutely.
Right?
The honey-do list.
And the fact that she's talking about baking him cookies, that's right. Baking him cookies and kissing his feet. I mean, come on. I think that I think she wants a man, not just a handyman, but a man.
And she's,
and if he's handy, well then that's even better.
Right, right, right. Oh, well, I think the handyman part is very important to her.
No, it is. It is. Sorry. Because I guess I said that incorrectly.
No, because you did. But, and
right. Well, you didn't need to say it quite like that, but.
And I think that she wants a live-in handyman. I think you're right.
Yeah.
And she's appealing to someone who prides themselves on being ethically superior.
Yes.
And honestly, I don't know if there's anybody like that out there.
Well, you know.
Because handymen are thieves.
I know that you think that, Brent, because you have an issue with handymen, but I'm going to tell you.
I got a chip on my shoulder.
Listen, it's a different story for me because I can't call handyman because, of course, Doug wants to fix everything.
Of
and we've got
he
into
does.
A lot of problems with that.
Really?
Yeah, that's how
I consider myself somewhat of a handyman.
You are handy, but then, you know, you remember how you got stuck in the gym with that T-ball equipment, and I still don't understand how. We've gone to the urgent care many times when he's trying to fix stuff.
I never understand that. Even, and Doug drew it one time, and I was like,
it's the kind of algorithm that you could write it out on a window like a person in a movie, you know? You could write that equation on a frosty window, and no one would ever be able to solve it.
That's right. And then
the physics of it make no sense.
Yes. And then, you know, your rival for her romantic affections is there. And he's one of the rich kids and you're a townie and, you know, you get her number and then you say to him, do you like apples? And then he's forced to reply, yes.
But then it turns out it's all in his mind and the FBI is after him and it's not true. I was
That's
just trying
right.
to combine both
he's
of them.
Seeing a bunch of
I only
numbers
know
in the
two
air.
Movies where you write on
then
the window.
Then he becomes a GIF.
Oh, that's right. He does. He has become a GIF.
Did anyone ever do a GIF of the original Beautiful Mind, or is it all just versions of that?
What do you mean the original Beautiful Mind?
Well, you'll see. Like the GIF I see is the guy from The Hangover is doing a Beautiful Mind numbers floating around him. But I never see Russell Crowe.
The Hangover, really?
Yes.
Which person?
The one guy.
The one guy. The one who's left on the roof.
The one with the beard.
Zach Galifianakis.
Sure. That's his name.
Bernd doesn't really know comedians.
No, I don't get it.
You've said this before. So I haven't really seen that one. But I think I've seen something of Russell Crowe just writing on a window. I think I've seen a GIF of that.
I'll have to search.
The one I see all the time is that guy from Sunny in Philadelphia, you know, with like all the red lines.
Yes, the conspiracy.
Me trying
yes.
to figure out why Beyonce didn't win.
Perfect example.
I'm still not that good at improv.
That was good, though. You got there in the end.
No. It's fine. It's fine.
The only thing with improv is I wish they would just give the people a little more time to figure out what they want to say. Yes. Why is it? Why?
That's how it is in real life.
It's
I mean,
exactly.
I'm allowed to sit and think about what I want to say in real
why
life.
Why are we expecting right away? You're supposed to have the funniest thing right off the top of
That's
your head. Come
right.
on.
Maybe have some breathing room.
Exactly. That's all any of us wants. All right. Well, we had a wonderful time, as always, doing this podcast. We thank you all for listening. If you would like to hear ad-free versions of the show, you can go to cbbworld.com and you can sign up for the Maximus tier and get ad-free versions, as well as access to the bonus room, which are extra episodes that we do every month. We recently had the pleasure of recording a watch-along for Fried Green Tomatoes and then getting to do guests on Scott Hasn't Seen. Mm-hmm. Scott Aukerman, who's in charge of CBB World, we forgot to ask him what CBB stands for.
Oh, gosh darn it. We were in his house. He flew us all the way out to LA for it.
I wish I'd put like a post-it on my hand to ask.
Yeah, or just a post-it on your hand. Why couldn't you just write it on your hand? A post-it on your hand, I feel...
I'm not going to write it on my hand.
Although I suppose a post-it on your hand would be much more annoying. And so
I
you'd
would
immediately
absolutely
look at that
remember,
post-it.
Yes, I'd keep looking at it like, why did I do this? Oh, yeah. Do you remember when people used to tie string around their fingers?
I do.
Does anyone do that anymore?
I don't think so. I think their phone just alerts them to something.
Well, how did that
big hit to the string industry?
With something probably called the String app, you know, as a nod to the days of yesteryear.
I like that.
How is that supposed to work? The string and the figure?
If you had one thing that you were supposed to remember to do, you'd tie the string on your finger, and every time you looked at the string, you'd remember that one thing. But if you forgot that one thing,
forget it.
Why do I have a string?
Go out of your mind. Yes. Yeah. Well, not I can why already, do I have a I string, can already, but you would say, what was I supposed to remember?
I can tell he's asking because he's going to want to try this.
If you're saying, why do I have a string? That's memento territory.
My guess is he's going to start this, and then like in 2 days, he's going to have several strings around several fingers.
Yeah, that's what I think you're getting into Uncle Billy from It's a Wonderful Life areas of eccentricity and forgetfulness. all right. We do have to go. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back next week with another episode of The Neighbor Lives. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was played by Raphael Chastang.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.